The Europe Report with Kanan Lipschitz.
All right, let's put that over.
It's a nice Stetteldicker introduction for you, Kanan.
Hello, Kanan.
Hi, Kathy and Paul.
How are you?
Thanks for that lovely, lovely song. Introducing me to new culture. It was great. I loved it. Really terrific.
Amazing. Kanan, okay, we're trying to work out, you know, would you name your band Anne Frank if you are an anti-Semite or if you aren't an anti-Semite? And it could work either way, apparently.
Mm. Yeah. So let me tell you about my morning in Twitter.
Okay.
I was trawling Twitter, as I do, to get stories. I chanced on a news story that says that there's this rap singer who just released her debut single, and she's calling herself Anne Frank. And some people don't like that because of the reasons you mentioned, Kathy. And others are saying, no, it's actually good. And I was kind of rolling my eyes a little bit on Dutch Twitter, also because the language is ridiculous, but mostly because I thought it's another case of the trivialization of Anne Frank. We have here a rich tradition of trivializing Anne Frank. You have activists who wear keffiyehs, you know, Palestinian shawls as they're called, with Anne Frank icons. And we have adaptations of the Anne Frank story that don't mention Jews or Nazis, so it's all universal. I thought it was, again, once, you know, another variation of that theme. But then someone did a little bit more digging in her Twitter account, risking proposals for enlargement of various organs. And what they found was a rich history of anti-Semitism, in which she says that if Taylor Swift was Jewish, then she would have gassed her personally. And Free Palestine, and how can the Jews do this after what they've been through, and the classic. And that it's ironic that a Jewish deputy prime minister should lay a wreath for victims of slavery, because there's this anti-Semitic trope that Jews are responsible for the transatlantic slave trade. But also, she tweeted, you know, if I was alive during World War II, I would hide Jews in my place, and I have a lot of respect for the Jews because they were persecuted for centuries. So right now, we don't know where things stand. And she was, of course, saying that she did this as a tribute, but some of her rhetoric doesn't really reflect that. And so it looks like we have a case of someone that is using the Anne Frank trademark icon in order to promote vicious anti-Semitism online.
So interesting. Now, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's just the weirdest thing, because last year I was lucky enough to be in Amsterdam, and I didn't get into the Anne Frank house because the queue was too long. And there was no ways that I was going to stand for 2 hours, in very precious time to get into the house. And it just suddenly struck me, if indeed all these people every day, this amount, were kind of pro-Jewish, well, there wouldn't be a problem. Anne Frank seems to have, I don't know, they've divorced her from her Jewishness almost.
Right. And actually some people are saying that, in fact, the Anne Frank Foundation in Switzerland are saying even that she's been turned into this Christian icon, this saintly, tortured lamb of the nations, completely taken out of the Jewish context, out of the Holocaust. And I've spoken to Japanese tourists on that endless line who didn't even know which country they were in, because they just come in from France on the international train. And they didn't know she was Jewish. They weren't sure what this whole Jewish thing was about. And then they come in and they see the room and they see the childish drawings on the walls and the height marks. And they come out feeling very moved but very uninformed about the Holocaust.
Yeah, remarkable. Remarkable what is happening in Europe. I want Next week, Knan, I'd love you to address the issue of the Berlin Jewish Museum.
What's the issue?
Okay.
The issue.
Coming up.
Coming up. Good. There's lots to look forward to. What's the issue? You had the head of a Berlin Jewish Museum being anti-Zionist and hosting just the, well, we'll have to wait and hear what Knan has to say next week, I reckon.